Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Macro Opportunities March monthly podcast. During March, Macro Opportunities core risk positions of investment grade credit, EM debt, and EM currencies all contributed to negative performance. To reduce volatility and reduce further loss, EM currencies were incrementally reduced from 29 to 13% net exposure. The risk trim was concentrated in the Russian ruble, Brazilian real, Mexican peso, Indonesian rupee, and South African rand. To take advantage of greatly increased currency volatility, a small amount of outright exposure was replaced by positions with optionality, using call spreads and or other call structures to maintain a view with more limited risk. Total EM currency risk reduction was approximately 55%. Additionally, exposure to investment grade credit was increased at opportunistic levels by selling protection on five-year CDX. The increase in investment grade credit was an upgrade in asset quality relative to EMFX during a stressful period. Overall, the risk reduction from EMFX had a significantly greater impact on the portfolio than the smaller add in investment grade credit. On the rate side, duration was increased in the 2 through 5 year key rate areas, reflecting confidence in the effectiveness of the monetary policy programs implemented by the Federal Reserve and other central banks to address liquidity. The effective duration of the portfolio ended March positive by approximately 8/10 of a year. We believe the current portfolio has strong value and should perform well in the second half of 2020. The view is that monetary programs in place in the U.S., as well as from other central banks, will enable markets to function more smoothly during what will be a volatile period ahead. In terms of performance, investment grade and high yield credit exposure was the largest detractor, mainly as a result of energy, financials, and consumer non-cyclicals. Emerging market foreign exchange exposure was also a significant detractor from performance due to long Mexican, Russian, and Brazilian exposures, as these currencies weakened versus the US dollar. EM debt was a detractor, with negative performance from exposure to rates in Mexico, Indonesia, and Brazil. Duration and curve positioning was a positive contributor, mainly as a result of overall long US duration and short German Bund exposure. In the very big picture, the portfolio remains positioned for spread product to outperform sovereign debt, as we are not expecting significant upward pressure on long-dated rates from inflation picking up meaningfully. Position sizes began the year more modestly with respect to 2019, but Western Asset still sees tremendous opportunities in investment grade and high yield credit and looks for modest outperformance from select emerging market countries. These are the key areas that are the longer term themes in the portfolio. Despite the recent excessive short-term volatility and illiquidity, we believe markets will look through to the second half of 2020 to a rebound in global growth. So for the outlook going forward, our view has been that the economic impact of COVID-19 will be transitory, in that it should not result in a permanent destruction of global demand. With that said, assessing the longer-term economic damage at this point remains challenging, as there is no clear precedent for the size and scale of this shock. While comparisons to the post-9/11 recessionary period and the global financial crisis lend some helpful context, they ultimately fall short. Never before have we witnessed a quicker shift from a bull to a bear market, and at no point in the modern era have we witnessed governments en masse attempt an abrupt pause on their economies with the goal of arresting the spread of a virus. The extraordinary impact on both demand and supply chains will lead to recessionary conditions globally. Though the timing may be unclear, we believe growth setbacks related to COVID-19 have postponed, but not ultimately derailed, the global recovery. So that concludes our podcast for March. As always, we appreciate your support and look forward to speaking with you again next month.
Additional information about Macro Opportunities may be found at our website. The opinions and views expressed in this audio are as of the date indicated. Such opinions are subject to change and may differ from others in the firm or the firm as a whole. This audio is for informational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security or product. Statements in this audio should not be considered investment advice and are not intended to be relied upon as a factual prediction or forecast of future events or performance or a guarantee of future results. Likewise, past results are not indicative of future investment results. Employees and/or clients of Western Asset Management may have a position in the securities mentioned.